Start a business, create a message. The idea that anyone can start a business in a garage and quickly become rich is a myth. People who start multiple businesses, known as serial entrepreneurs, likely have more failures than successes. To succeed as an entrepreneur, start with a clear and concise statement, or mantra, that describes your business. A well-crafted mantra is more valuable than a long, boring corporate mission statement. It can also help you secure financing for your startup. When creating your business plan and communicating with potential investors, keep your audience in mind. Focus on perfecting the executive summary of your business plan. If an investor only reads one part of your plan, it will likely be the executive summary, so make sure it is brief and compelling. Avoid lengthy and complicated presentations. Follow the October 20, 2030 rule for slide presentations. Use no more than 10 slides, spend no more than 20 minutes presenting, and ensure the text on your slides is at least 30 points. Start all your presentations by explaining what your company does. Collaborate with investors. Entrepreneurs and venture capitalists often play games that you can predict. When venture capitalists tell you they like your business idea but their partners disagree, or that they'll invest once your company gains momentum, they're likely not telling the truth. They might also exaggerate how much time they'll spend guiding companies in their investment portfolios. In reality, a venture capitalist will likely spend no more than 5 hours a month on your company. Entrepreneurs can mislead venture capitalists too. They often describe their growth forecasts as conservative and claim that no one is doing what we're doing, even when there are competitors proving the viability of their business model. They also say their businesses can coexist with larger firms that are too big, dumb, and slow to be competitive threats. Entrepreneurs should look for investors with sales experience and relevant technical knowledge. It's best to avoid venture capitalists who focus on management consulting because they're more about coming up with ideas than executing business plans. Be cautious with venture capitalists with accounting backgrounds, as they tend to believe that history not only repeats itself, but also predicts the future. Understand angel capital investor. Angel capital investors invest in companies that are too small for venture capitalists. Potential angels must be accredited investors, meaning they have enough money and knowledge of investing. Doctors and dentists are considered the least desirable sources of angel capital unless the business is based on medical technology, as they can be overly involved and have unrealistic expectations. Look for an angel who has money to invest and knows about your industry or technology. Implement plans, managing surprises. Babson College researched businesses started by alumni from 1985 to 2003. They found no proof that having a business plan led to better performance. Some business owners stuck to a flawed plan they spent months drafting. The best plans include a great two-page summary and one page of financial projections, and are no longer than 20 pages in total, appendix included. Update your financial predictions every 3 months. Don't project finances more than 12 to 18 months ahead. Always estimate costs accurately. While outside factors can affect revenue estimates, failing to predict costs well reflects badly on management. Control business costs until revenue growth justifies more spending. Some owners think a bigger scale means better efficiency, so they let expenses grow faster than revenue. If sales fall short, try to make sales of any size because small successes boost confidence. Small accounts might become big clients. Only fire account executives after giving them chances to improve and close more sales. Businesses survive sales drops by taking action to save cash. The best cash-saving method depends on the business type. General solutions include not hiring, cutting marketing, and reducing management pay. Sales and marketing. Marketing is crucial for driving sales. Even a great product needs marketing to sell. Let's talk about some common marketing mistakes. For example, forcing website visitors to register right away can drive them away. Other website barriers include not having a search function and asking visitors to retype their email addresses. Successful entrepreneurs brand their businesses well. Organizations build their brands more through public relations than advertising. A brand's value depends on what customers say about it. Public relations can confirm a brand's value, but advertising cannot. Great brands have one clear message and show how their products improve society or bring joy to customers. They don't attack their competition. Sales discipline involves following a checklist of best practices, selling proactively, and not waiting for customers to express interest. Let customers talk during sales calls to understand their motives. Identify key influencers on the buyer's side and earn their trust. Encourage prospects to start with small purchases and then buy more when satisfied. Customer evangelism and innovation. When people who used to be potential customers are happy with your products, they start telling others about them. This is why creating new and exciting products is so important. No matter how much a company advertises, only great products make people truly passionate. In other words, you either get people excited or you don't. Getting people excited means finding new ways to make customers happy. The most successful innovators are excited about using their own products. Their inventions can change entire markets by making other products outdated. In the software industry, companies often make older programs, even their own, less popular by releasing new, better versions. Macintosh made Apple II less popular. Would Apple still be around if they tried to keep selling Apple II forever? The acronym DICE is a useful way to think about product development. It stands for five important qualities: deep, intelligent, complete, elegant, and emotive. A deep product stays useful for a long time, even as people's needs change. Intelligent products are well designed, complete products offer great customer service and technical support, and elegant products are easy to use. When these products also make users feel good and make them want to tell others about it, they meet the DICE standard. Influence effectively. Robert Cialdini, a psychology professor at Arizona State University, wrote the book Influence, Science and Practice to help people influence others' opinions. He identified six universal principles of influence, such as reciprocity, authority, and scarcity. People are also influenced by social proof and consistency. These principles can be applied in business to deal with investors, directors, employees, partners, vendors, and customers. Influencing important people can be beneficial, but influencing those who may not have big titles but play crucial roles is more practical. For example, in a disagreement between a passenger and an airline ticket agent, showing understanding can lead to a better outcome. Otherwise, the agent may not be as helpful. Choose an ideal business partner. In the late 1990s, many startup internet businesses attracted investment by announcing partnerships with larger, well-known companies. However, a genuine partnership requires more than just a prestigious connection. Companies should look for partners who will enhance their strengths rather than cover up their weaknesses. The best reason for forming partnerships is practical. The partnership should significantly improve revenues or reduce costs. In most partnerships, one partner holds more power than the other. If the agreement doesn't protect the weaker partner, the partnership is likely to fail. It's important to have a flexible agreement with an out clause that allows either party to exit easily. When evaluating a potential partnership, it's wise to seek advice from women, as they tend to be more thoughtful about such matters than men. It's also important to wait until you and your partner have a tentative agreement before involving lawyers, as bringing them in too early might end the process prematurely. Recruit and dismiss staff. Hiring employees is like an art. There are certain rules to follow. Just looking at academic qualifications might not be enough. Employers should find people whose talents match their needs. Sometimes, candidates without fancy degrees but with a passion for the company's mission are better suited than others. Firing or laying off employees needs to be done carefully. It's better to make one big staff cut instead of many small ones during a layoff. When letting people go, it's best to start with the worst performers. Getting rid of good workers sends the wrong message to the rest of the team. Before firing someone, it's wise to talk to neutral people and know the employment laws. Write down all the reasons for firing. Ideally, the day of firing should be the last day of work. Don't let fired employees stay longer if they ask. Risky process. Don't rush when firing someone. Acting too quickly can be risky. Taking time to understand why an employee is performing poorly might show that there are issues beyond their control. Are they trying to do an impossible job or facing unclear goals? Would they still be fired if the business was doing better? Some say, no one ever got fired too early. But, morally, companies should give struggling employees a chance to improve. In some places, employers can fire workers without a good reason. However, it's still not right to fire people without helping them understand how they can do better. Key points. 1. Craft concise mantras over lengthy mission statements for effective business guidance. 2. Captivate investors with focused executive summaries and business plans. 3. Collaborate wisely with investors, recognizing patterns and seeking relevant expertise. 4. Implement agile plans, update financial predictions regularly, and control costs for growth. 5. Prioritize effective marketing, building strong brands through customer-centric approaches. 6. Drive innovation with products meeting the DICE standard: deep, intelligent, complete, elegant, and emotive. 7. Influence effectively using principles like reciprocity and social proof, valuing practical partnerships and thoughtful recruitment.